the rest of the story. U.S. troops in combat, September 1941? Offhand, I'd say impossible. I would be wrong. For 3 months prior to the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, 3 months before Pearl Harbor, American soldiers were at war under circumstances the history books have chosen to ignore. You would practically have to have fought in it to recall the Battle of Bermuda Bridge. Otherwise, you will have to learn here and now the rest of the story. The United States Army was advancing along the river. There were tiny, widely spaced villages in the area, but not much more, or so the American commanding officer believed. A reconnaissance patrol had been sent ahead, but there had been no word from them for hours, and as the American war machine approached Bermuda Bridge, an eerie stillness descended upon the countryside. The Americans had to cross that river. Thousands of men and a convoy of some 500 tanks and trucks and jeeps, an enormous deployment of soldiers and vehicles, and all across one bridge, two lanes wide. Still no communication from that recon patrol, but no matter. According to intelligence, there were no enemy troops for miles around. Well, so much for intelligence. For as the first U.S. troops reached Bermuda Bridge, the enemy opened fire from across the river. Stunned, the American commanding officer responded with a variety of orders. And yet so unprepared were his middle echelon brass, so confused were the foot soldiers themselves, that for a long, potentially costly minutes, the United States Army ran for cover. And I mean they ran in every imaginable direction. Enemy fire continued. Cannon, it was determined. The Americans replied with a barrage of their own. The enemy fired back. Heavy caliber machine guns, it sounded like. 20 minutes passed and the artillery fire continued from both sides of the river. The enemy well concealed, the American army standing their ground like sitting ducks. So, the U.S. commander ordered a smoke screen. Buy time, he bellowed, reposition those tanks. And yet, after a half hour had passed, it became clear that Bermuda Bridge belonged to the enemy. The Americans had been stopped. The Americans had been stopped by three local children. Three brothers, Al and Ken and Mayo Prudhomme, ages 14, 12, and 9. Their weapons, a small but noisy toy cannon, which fired only carbide gas, and a basket full of firecrackers from their daddy's general store, and the war, preparatory war games in central Louisiana, between two mock divisions of real United States combat troops and commanders, shooting blanks. They were ready for the Germans. They were ready for the Japanese, but they were totally unprepared for three youngsters with a pop gun firing from the underbrush across the Cane River in September of 1941. And most chagrined of all was the commanding officer of the stymied Blue Army, who vowed that never again would he thus be caught off guard. In the annals of the Second World War, it's recorded that the unstoppable General George S. Patton, old blood and guts George Patton, won his first battle. Well, now you know that's not quite so. Because now you know the rest of the story.